It's 79 degrees in Nashville. It feels a lot warmer thanks to the humidity. It feels like 84 right now. We're just getting started. We are under a heat advisory in Middle Tennessee. And today we're expecting a high in the upper 90s with that heat index as high as 107. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. This week, the Tennessee Supreme Court will consider whether Tennessee is violating Krista Pike's Eighth Amendment rights and subjecting her to a cruel and unusually painful death. Pike is scheduled for execution by lethal injection next month. Several days of hearings begin today in Knoxville, where the murder occurred. The court will also consider an unorthodox request. Pike and her team say they would prefer she be hanged over being executed under the typical lethal injection protocol. The court appointed a special investigator to look into a long list of constitutional concerns. Many revolve around her PTSD from an extensive history of sexual trauma, but others focus on the harm the injection needles could cause because of her health issues, exposing her to unnecessary pain. Pike's legal team argues that a competent IV team and doctor would struggle to administer IV drugs into Pike. The department recently botched an execution attempt because of incompetence placing IVs in a central line. Even in a worst-case scenario, the lawyers say she would experience pain for only seconds in a hanging, making it a safer choice. So far in 2026, no states have used alternative execution methods, but last year, South Carolina and Alabama used them several times each. The first using a firing squad, the latter using lethal gas. One rural mid-state community will soon become home to an immigration call center offering round-the-clock support to local law enforcement cooperating with ICE. The Department of Homeland Security has tapped an Alaskan company to operate the facility in Adams. That's a town in Robertson County near the Kentucky state line. The Tennessee Lookout reports the terms of the $63 million contract say the center will also be used to help locate undocumented migrant children and develop new technologies for ICE. Local leaders in Adams tell the Lookout they were surprised by the news. Some tell the news outlet they doubt their town of 600 people has the necessary resources to support the facility. Students in Nashville head back to class today, and some are getting to sleep in a little longer thanks to a new policy pushing back school start times. High schools now open 20 minutes later than last year, and elementary schools 10 minutes later. There's no change for middle schoolers. Mayor Freddie O'Connell recently spoke about why he supports the change.
Several studies have shown that more sleep leads to better academic performance, and I saw firsthand how the early bell impacted our high schooler last year.
O'Connell began working with MNPS last fall to evaluate the effectiveness of the district's school hours. MNPS then presented families with potential schedule options, and many said that high school start times were too early. Schedules for many magnet programs, academies, and special programs won't change. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.